And Devonport Council is hosting the Australia Day Citizenship Awards and also the Citizenship Ceremony tomorrow at the Parramatta Centre. Tell us all about it. Here's Mayor Annette Rockliffe. Good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
We're back to old times because we can't do interviews face-to-face in the studio again.
Oh, well, we've got to do what we've got to do.
Indeed. I'll tell you what. Homage to Alexander Graham Bell for inventing the telephone. I mean, how would we survive? I was thinking about using the internet the other day. How would we survive without the internet? We probably could. We'd get on with it. But the telephone? Wow. Take that away. No, thank you. All right, so let's get on to tomorrow's business at the Parramatta Centre. So you're starting there at 10 o'clock?
Yes. It's because of what we were just talking about. It's actually an invitation-only event. So we've got 43 new citizens to induct tomorrow, which is a huge privilege for me to do that. And never had so many people. So we've invited their friends and family, of course, but we will be live streaming it, so people can, their families can watch all around the world, and people in Devonport can watch if they can't come. So we're going to bring the world to us.
So where are they coming from?
Look, all over the world, just about, you know, every continent certainly, and about 16 different countries, I think. Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, good on those people, and welcome to Australia officially tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, let's move on to the Australia Day Awards. So I know you've got obviously Citizen of the Year, but you've got a Young Citizen of the Year as well, haven't you?
Yes, we have a Citizen of the Year, we have a Young Citizen of the Year Award, and we also have an event award, which is acknowledging groups that run events that bring life and joy and you know, people to our city. So that's always an interesting category to look at, and looking forward to doing that tomorrow as well.
All right, so that's on after the citizenship ceremony or before?
It's all part of that ceremony starting at 10 o'clock.
Okay, right, 10 o'clock at the Parramatta Convention Centre tomorrow. Right, now the latest round of financial assistance are open for nominations now. So basically it's for like a not-for-profit, might be a sporting group, might be a heritage group, something like that, that need to upgrade facilities or whatever. They can apply for various grants.
Yes, look, we've got a range of grants. We've got small grants up to $3,000, and then we've got grants up to $25,000, which have some sort of conditions and so on attached. But the process is fairly simple. It can be online, but we also have contacts on the website if you need some support around that. But as you say, it can be a sporting group, it can be a club, it can be any sort of not-for-profit organisation that's either looking for equipment or to run an event, or, you know, just for general support in a particular area. So they don't close until the end of February, so I urge people to get onto it now and start thinking about what they might be able to perhaps apply for that they perhaps in their own, within their club can't fund, or something new and exciting they want to look at. Get onto that. That's an opportunity for council to support community groups.
Yeah, and I actually was on the website the other day, and I saw there's a story about, for instance, the Devonport Senior Citizens Club put in for a grant, and they were given the grant, and they were able to buy a new piano. That's awesome.
Yes, unfortunately, because when COVID hit, they actually stopped meeting for about 6 months. And during that time, there were some little four-legged friends took over and actually ruined the piano that they had.
Really? So, is that what
happened? Yeah. So because the building wasn't being used, and so they found a nice place to spend winter, apparently. but it was good to be able to support that, because there are sort of several choirs and so on who use those facilities, and then they provide you know, enjoyment for lots of groups across our city. So it was a win-win all round.
Yeah, well, if you don't take advantage of these community grants, you're mad. So if you're not-for-profit, whether it be heritage, whether it be, you know, for instance, the Devonport Senior Citizens Club, then go to the council website, devonport.tas.gov.au, and then look for the financial assistance scheme, and that's open until February. Now, I know you wanted to mention Diamonds of Devonport. So nominations are now, are they officially open?
Yes, you can go to the website and nominate a diamond. It's an event that we have as part of International Women's Day, which is March the 8th. So we're starting to ramp up those celebrations as soon as next week starts, I guess. We'll be starting to think about that and look at it. But certainly, we've had an opportunity to acknowledge a lot of women across our city, but there are still many others out there, I know, that deserve recognition. Mm. So get onto that. It's, again, a fairly simple online process, or you can get a form sent to you that you can fill in. So just start thinking about those people, those women that you know that contribute to our community.
All right, beautiful. Thanks for having a yarn. Hopefully next time it'll be face-to-face, but it is what it is, hey?
It is. Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Cheers. There's Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe.